how many mice does a kitten catch when a kitten grows to be a cat? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. How many mice does a kitten catch when a kitten grows to be a cat? Now, if you know the answer to that, you're quite intelligent. But how many mice does a kitten catch when a kitten grows to be a cat? And the answer is none.
None.
Now, why does a kitten not catch any mice when it grows to be a cat?
Because it gets milk and all these goodies as a kitten.
Ellen says it gets milk and all these goodies as a kitten and doesn't need to catch mice. Ingeborg shaking her head. What are you saying?
Loudly.
It plays.
What plays? Make a full sentence.
If a kitten finds another little animal, it takes us to play with it.
Okay. That's interesting, too. Beatrice, did you have a comment on that? Why doesn't the kitten catch mice when he becomes a cat?
Because it gets food.
It's just food.
Yeah, it gets food from home.
Okay. And Sylvia?
It doesn't catch mice if it hasn't been trained by the mother.
And what do you say, Anita? Why doesn't a kitten catch mice when it grows to be a cat?
Maybe it gets lazy.
Well, now, we've certainly covered the ballpark, haven't we? Why doesn't a kitten catch mice once it becomes a cat? A kitten doesn't catch mice once it becomes a cat because a kitten doesn't need to catch mice at any time. A kitten, like Ingeborg says, plays with the mouse, plays with its food, plays with everything, just like a puppy, like Rex. He plays with everything he gets, but Rex is a pretty husky guy. And so when Rex plays with something, sometimes he plays a little heavy, not meaning to, but he puts the little creatures to sleep, and on a long sleep. And that is, of course, very uncomfortable for them, but perhaps that's part of their creation of who they are. Now, Julie, why does a kitten not catch mice when it is a cat? Well, most cats who have been cats of the wild does not have to go out and catch anything. Things come to it. The mice come right to the cat. He doesn't have to chase it or catch it. It comes right to him. And what does the cat do? Well, we have seen some YouTubes of the cats and the kitten. And the kitten who became a cat is walking around the house with this rat on his back, riding along like he's on a horse. And when the cat goes under a bedpost, under the bed, the cat bends its back down so as not to knock off the little rat. Now, this is a true video that was taken of these, unless they somehow fixed it up, but they try to tell you that it's true, and it seems like it might be. Now, why doesn't this cat rather have dinner of the rat than to give it a ride or to be a friend? Now, we saw another video on YouTube, and that was from Charlie and Dorothea. And this woman came home, and she went into her bedroom, and there on her bed lay her dog, fast asleep, content as could be, and next to the dog was a baby fawn about the same size as the dog, fast asleep, totally content. Now, that's a rarity, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a great rarity. Dogs usually chase animals like a fawn, but the dog realized that this was a little baby who was tired and wanted to have a place to lay down. And the baby dog, he knew that he had a good place to lay down, so he invited the little deer, little fawn, to come into the house with him and have a drink of water and then to take a nap. And the little fawn jumped right up on the bed, just as pretty as you please, and fell fast asleep and had a wonderful time. Now, why is it that kittens who become cats do not go around chasing rats? Well, kittens who become cats are usually ones who have been loved by their family and taken good care of. And even if they live on a farm or in the country where they go chasing field mice or something like that, they don't chase mice. They just don't like to do it. You say, well, how can you say that? All the cats I know of are great mice catchers, you know. They're always out after them. But what did I say? Why is it that a kitten who grows up to be a cat doesn't go out and chase a rat?
Because it has learned to love his world.
He has learned to, that's it, he's learned to love his world, but he also doesn't chase the little baby mice. He doesn't chase the rat either. He has learned to get along harmoniously with his community. You say, well, that's just a little bit spooky and a little bit sort of without verification. Well, how many of you have seen kittens who have turned into cats going around chasing rats? Now, I believe you'd see them in the cartoons, and I believe you see them in many other places, but what happens to the cats that chase rats in the cartoons? The cats that chase rats in the cartoons are the ones that get into trouble, because all the other rats gang up on that cat and make it tough for it. They don't kill it, they don't hurt it, they just give them a hard time. They run off in every direction, and the cat doesn't know which way to go. But the cat learns to be mellow. The cat learns to eat other things and not to eat the rats. Now, what sort of person are you? Are you the kind of person that learns quickly to love everybody and love everything and be harmonious with everything? Or are you the kind of person that learns slowly, and so you're still catching the mice? Yeah. What would you do, seriously, if you were sitting right here at the table and a little mouse would crawl up on the table? Would you scream and holler? Or would you hold your hand out and say, come here, little guy. What are you doing up here? Don't you know that you shouldn't be up here? You should be out in the field someplace. And he says to you, I'm a lot safer here. Who knows what's out there in the field? But here, I'm with people who love me. Well, how do you know we love you? Well, you haven't clobbered me yet. Well, that's true. We haven't clobbered you, and we don't intend to. Would you like a couple of crumbs? Well, tell you the truth, I could do with some cheese. If you have some cheese, I'd really love that. Well, I've only got a large piece. That doesn't bother me. Give me the large cheese, large piece. And, well, now, would you like me to open the cheese for you and unwrap it for you, or would you like to go into it yourself? Well, half of the fun is going into it myself, but I can eat a lot faster if it's unwrapped. And so I unwrap the cheese for him, and then he eats half of it, and he goes away. He's full. He doesn't need any more. And I say, now, little mouse, what am I to do with the rest of this cheese? He says, put it in a wrapper, put it in the refrigerator, and next time I come by, bring it out and I'll finish it. Well, why aren't you finishing it now? I eat what makes me comfortable, and I stop when I'm full. Well, really, human beings should learn to do that. So you stop when you're full. How do you know when you're full? Well, eating that piece of cheese made me full, I assure you. And now look, Mr. Mouse, I want to know one thing. Where did you learn to talk so well? I learned to talk so well sitting behind you listening as you're talking to your friends. Because I listen to every word you say. And I listen as you enunciate and as you articulate, and it's kind of nice. And do you think that I'm going to believe you when you tell me that people, nobody chases you, that your life is just an open book, that you're just so happy and you always have enough to eat and everything? Well, I'll tell you, Herb, if you have the imagination that can handle this, I will turn you into a mouse and have you come with me into my house, and you will see what my day is like. And I say, well, being that I'm a first-timer mouse and I'm not experienced in what I should do to make sure I don't get in trouble, will you stay close to me and make sure I don't get in trouble? Sure, glad to do that. So I spend the day with the mouse, and I tell you, you have to be on your toes, because all sorts of exciting things happen in a mouse's world. In the grass, in the bushes, underneath there, a little noise here and a noise there. What is that noise? And it's exaggerated noise because you're so little. And it's amazing to be so little, because everything is so big compared to me. Well, when I had my day with that mouse, I came back and I said, Mr. Mouse, I'm going to go and tell the world to get off your back. And the mouse says, don't. Don't draw attention to us. Just let us go on as we are. Church mice, quiet, peaceful. Nobody knows we're around. They don't know that the half of the cheese that they're eating, we had the other half first. Don't tell them that the bread that they're enjoying so much, we ate the center out of it. And don't tell them about the cake and the other things, because it wasn't the little kids that did it. It was these my friends and myself. Now, I realize that you consider us to have carry disease and stuff like that, but we don't. We're very clean, very fastidious. We wash our paws off before we play with the food. We do everything very nicely. We are very clean and very fine mice. And you know who carries the diseases? People. People go and sit at the restaurant and don't wash their hands first. Mm-hmm. We wash ours. People go into the bathroom and they handle the toilet seats and stuff like that, and then they come back and they don't wash their hands. It says if you're an employee, you got to wash your hands, but if you're a patron, you don't have to, you know. You can bring your old dirty hands back with you from wherever they may have been. And you see, we've learned. Now, we got the bad rep that they think it's us that carry these diseases, but it's really the humans. And it's the humans who just think they can get away with it. Well, we don't care. We have built our immune system so we are untouched by all human diseases. We're untouched by all things that are not harmonious to us. And we are wonderful beings. Well, gee, Mr. Mouse, Mr. Rat, Mr. Mouse, it's so nice to be with you. Can I come back another time? Whenever you want, Herb. You just think your thought, say, Jason, I want to walk with you again. And Jason says, and I will hear you, and we will walk wherever and however you like. Have a good day, Herb. And remember, a cat doesn't get older and chase a rat. A cat is always a kitten, no matter how old it is, and it's always a happy cat, playing with its food and playing with everybody else. Have a nice day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
Thank you.